USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Following the release of the video showing Tyre Nichols being beaten by Memphis police officers, Nichols' father speaking out.
Officers that are supposed to serve and protect the community, to not just brutalize them, but still, after the fact, you're walking around laughing, smoking cigarettes, like it's, like he said, it's like normal. Like, you know, we get away with this all the time. This is just normal behavior for them.
Rodney Wells went on to say Tyre was loved by everyone and was the type of person everybody saw good in. The release of the Tyre Nichols police video led to protests all across the country.
Hundreds assembled across New York City on Friday night, joining people across the country condemning police brutality. One of the large groups gathered at Times Square, where emotions were high.
Cops don't care where people die. Protect them, sir!
One protester jumped on a police vehicle and broke the windshield, ABC 7 reported. Another person was arrested for punching a police officer. In New York, I'm Jerry Garmash.
Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail. He delivered the keynote address at today's annual meeting of New Hampshire Republicans.
Everyone in this room shares the one key mission. We're going to defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He also promised that New Hampshire will never lose its place as the first in the nation primary for Republicans. He'll then travel to South Carolina, where he will hold his first 2024 campaign event. Notebooks belonging to President Biden among the items seized by the FBI from his Delaware home. Those notebooks were used by Biden during his time as vice president. 37 years ago today, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. All seven astronauts, including Krista McCullough, who was to be the first teacher in space, were killed in that disaster. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Seven people are dead, three others injured after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. According to reports, a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and began shooting at worshippers attending Friday night services. Police say there are children among the dead. The gunman was killed at the scene. Ronna McDaniel has been reelected as the chair of the Republican National Committee. It's the fourth straight two-year term for McDaniel. She faced challenges from California attorney Harmeet Dillon and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. McDaniel is the former chair of the Michigan Republican Party and niece of GOP Senator Mitt Romney. The high cost of eggs in the USA has created a new opportunity. Smuggling eggs from Mexico.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. The problem is...
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazza with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Powerball jackpot getting bigger. Nobody won Wednesday night's lottery drawing, so the jackpot for tonight's Powerball up to a whopping $572 million. That could buy you a lot of eggs. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.